Shoppers and merchants plunge into the spirit of the season. Baghdad makes its pitch. Prosecutors hope a chunk of metal cinches the Oklahoma City bombing case. Good morning for Bill Lynch. This is Frank Settapani with the CBS World News Roundup.
I love shopping. It's just a passion.
The juices are flowing from Tampa to Lake Grove, Long Island, where this early bird got going at 4:15 this morning.
Yeah, and I think it's the thing to do. I don't know. The bargains are good.
CBS News live team coverage of the start of the holiday shopping rush begins with KCBS Radio's Ron Nosso.
Well, shoppers stood in the cold to take advantage of all the bargains, Frank. Many camped out long before this store opened its doors. Some were holding discount coupons in their hands. Others were interested in getting to the store shelves to check out the new Star Wars products. Many retailers are counting on a strong Christmas. Toy stores are expected to have a solid season thanks to the wide array of products in a big demand. I'm Ron Nosso, CBS News Live in downtown San Francisco.
This is Bruce Honkovic in Minneapolis, where shoppers lined up before sunrise waiting for the stores to open.
I'm getting in the mood for Christmas.
Several stores offered shopper discounts as an incentive to come out early, and it worked.
I went past another competitive, and the parking lot was so full, they opened at 6, and I was there at 6:10. And I thought, this is pathetic. I'm not even going in there. So I came over here.
The nation's largest shopping mall, the Mall of America in Bloomington, Minnesota, says this may not be the biggest shopping day of the year for them, but certainly one of the biggest, and probably the day with the most shopper enthusiasm. Bruce Honkovic for CBS News, Minneapolis.
CBS News business correspondent Ray Brady says this holiday season will be more than make or break for retailers. For some, it's life and death.
If it's a slow season, you're going to see a lot more stores go out of business in January. Now, it's not just because of a slow selling season at Christmas. It's the fact that we still in this country have too many stores, and they just can't survive this great number of stores that we have.
Shoppers may have a little more to spend this year. October personal income, the government tells us, rose 0.5%. Iraqi newspapers say Baghdad hopes an offer to let foreign experts look for banned weapons at presidential palaces will defuse its weapons inspection tiff with Washington. But given the makeup of Iraq's guest list, that's not likely. CBS News correspondent Alan Pizzi has the latest from Amman.
The UN inspectors are off on their seventh day of work. They've had no problems so far, but the Iraqi press did criticize them for working today, which is the Muslim Sabbath. The inspectors have not tried to get into any of those so-called sensitive sites, which may be why they haven't had a problem. The Iraqi deputy prime minister has sent out invitations to 117 UN members to come and be guests in the Saddam Hussein palaces for up to a month, all expenses paid, to see that there are no weapons of mass destruction. Significantly, however, the specialists, the UN weapons inspectors, are not included on the list of invitees.
Iraq says UN inspectors have visited 96 sites and found nothing illegal since returning to Iraq last week. Iranian spies reportedly have a cloak and dagger operation going in Bosnia. The New York Times has more than 200 agents have penetrated the U.S. program to train the Bosnian army. A diver has found the body of a third teenager swept away when a Thanksgiving Eve downpour sent a wall of water washing through Rosemead, California.
What they were afraid of came true. The body was found approximately 300 yards downstream in heavily vegetated and littered debris area.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's Deputy Steve Sianca says the 17-year-old boy was the brother of one of the other victims, a 14-year-old girl. The last little McCoy, Nathan, has started breathing on his own. All of the McCoy septuplets are listed in fair condition this morning. When court convenes in Denver this morning, an FBI chemist is expected to tell the Oklahoma City bombing jury about a piece of metal the size of a sheet of paper. Prosecutors claim it's from the truck used to carry the bomb and contains ammonium nitrate crystals, the same material defendant Terry Nichols allegedly stored in his home.
Prosecutors have a major piece of the puzzle left. They still have to link Nichols to the truck and then the truck to the building. Once they do that, though, there isn't much left in their case.
CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen. A South African truth commission is gathering a pile of evidence linking Winnie Mandela to political murders. Sarah Carter has the latest.
The man expected to give the most damaging evidence against Winnie Mandela next week has been identified as a longtime police spy. Jerry Richardson, the former head of Winnie Mandela's bodyguards, called the United Mandela Football Club, and now convicted murderer, was paid close to $3,000 2 years ago for information given to police in the late 80s. Police Commissioner George Fivas testified that mysteriously all informer records on Richardson have been destroyed. Richardson is scheduled to testify right before Winnie Mandela early next week. Sarah Carter, CBS News, Johannesburg.
An American is being held in Switzerland in connection with the alleged plot to kidnap 12-year-old Athena Roussel, heir to the Onassis shipping fortune. Police say the unidentified American is a security consultant who lives in Switzerland. Baseball Hall of Famer Buck Leonard is dead. He was 90. Leonard died at home in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Known as the Black Lou Gehrig, Leonard averaged more than 30 home runs a year during his career in the old Negro Leagues. Californians who love to shop will have one more thing to shop for come the first of the year. CBS News correspondent David Dow tells us what it is.
To Greg Conlon and fellow members of California's Public Utilities Commission, it is a simple concept driven by a costly fact.
We felt that our rates in California were too high. They're 150% of the national average.
In an effort to bring down rates for electrical service, most Californians will soon be offered something revolutionary. Choices. No longer will they be dependent on the power company, a regulated monopoly. Providers will compete for their business.
There'll be new generating plants built in California with that new technology that are 40% more efficient, and that will drive the prices down.
State regulators are spending $89 million to educate California consumers about their brave new world of choice. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
These are tough times for food banks. CBS News reporter Lisa Meyer has that.
Albert Tremblay, the head of the New Hampshire Food Bank, is scrambling to make this a bountiful holiday season for his clients. He says grocery stores aren't trucking in surplus goods like they used to.
They're doing their homework, and they're buying what they think they can sell, and there's not much extra like there used to be 10 or 15 years ago.
Supplies are tight while demand for food keeps growing. Tremblay says a lot of people are underemployed. Once the rent and the bills are paid, there's not much left for meals. Lisa Meyer, CBS News.
It's 8 past.
All right, our next caller is Bill from Sunny Palm Springs. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, how are you? First-time caller. Love your show. Hey,
right,
my question's about my golf swing. I just got a new fairway wood, and I'm swinging it really fat, and I take up an awful lot of grass.
You say you just bought this wood?
Yeah, actually, I thought it put me on the tour, but I'm looking like a rookie out there or something, you know?
How does the golf course feel about you out there tearing it up?
Well, they don't like it. They've threatened to throw me off.
Are you replacing your divots?
Well, I can't find them is the problem. Usually I just can't find them.
Oh, they kind of just explode.
Yeah.
Do you think you're swinging too hard?
Yeah, probably. I like to murder the thing, you know?
Okay, here's what I want you to do. Go to the Good Guys Thanksgiving weekend store-wide sale and get a Yamaha receiver.
And a pair of Yamaha speakers.
What?
Yeah, they're all on sale at the Good Guys store-wide sale this Friday through Sunday.
Plus, all RCA TVs are on sale, or you can pick up a Sharp Mini System with 3-disc CD changer for only $129.99.
All right, thanks.
We're the Good Guys.
Guys,
a nose that knows can be a useful thing. Elaine Cobb in Paris has this case in point.
They won't be sniffing perfume, but pollutants. 17 volunteers in western France are being trained to sniff out chemicals that make their air smell bad. The novel experiment has been organized by a rapeseed oil factory, which has been getting up people's noses with the odors produced naturally in the production of the oil. Factory director Jean-Louis Demey says the 17 locals, with a keen sense of smell, will receive practical training from a team of specialists. This will make their noses more objective about smells and help them to distinguish odors. Then comes the before and after test as the company tries out ways to reduce the smell. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are ahead 29 points. That's the World News Roundup, produced this week by Diane James and Steve Balton, with technical assistance from Keith Park and Matt DeLito. I'm Frank Setapani, CBS News.